AccuWeather forecast, a mixture of clouds and sun, but humid today. We'll have a high near 80 degrees. Police in Milwaukee spending a second night trying to get a handle on violent protests in the Sherman Park neighborhood, which came after Saturday night's eruption stemming from an officer-involved shooting.
I'm very proud of the way our police officers and firefighters responded under tremendous, tremendous pressure.
That's Milwaukee Mayor Tom Barrett. Last night, one person rushed to a hospital with a gunshot wound and an officer hurt. As protests continued, another squad car up in flames.
Questionable lifestyle choices, gang involvement, drug and alcohol abuse, as well as massive unemployment. Those are the ingredients. Those are the things that cause resentment, anger, and frustration to boil beneath the surface. And then all of a sudden, a police situation comes along. And that's why I said it's an igniter. But it's an igniter to an already festering situation.
That's Sheriff David Clark. Meanwhile, family members of the man killed have been pleading with people, stop the violence. Racine Unified School Board meets at 6:30 tonight. It's the regular business meeting, and they'll be making some decisions on a handful of items, including that partnership with Racine Police for department oversight of the officers in the schools, which the Common Council recently approved. Selection of an architect for needed build-out to place the real school at the Sportsplex site in Sturtevant. Kenosha-based Partners in Design recommended by administration. And selection of an architect for various other school remodeling projects, Partners in Design being recommended as well. Prior to the business meeting, it's the public with a chance to comment at 6 p.m. on the district budget. The budget already in place on a temporary basis, but it won't be finalized until this fall. Kenosha's Transit Commission is meeting late this afternoon, and the agenda includes talk about the purchase of 4 used buses for Madison, discussion about a free Try the Bus Day to promote and maybe increase ridership, voting on an updated drug and alcohol testing policy, and voting on a congregation's United to Serve Humanity request to put a city bus parked at the Civil War Museum next month for a Stuff the Bus event to benefit the Shalom Center. You know, a lot of families are maybe looking to fit in one last summer vacation before the new school year begins. That might include a stop at one of the various rest areas around Wisconsin, 30 of them all total. Dan Mulder heads up the roadside facility section at the DOT, says these rest areas accommodate about 17 million travelers every year, and he views them as Wisconsin's welcome mats.
The old saying, you only get one chance to make a first impression, and that's certainly true with regards to our rest areas, and we hope the experience conveys what the state of Wisconsin is about. It's pleasurable, it's clean, and it's safe.
And he notes a recent survey of visitors to Wisconsin's rest areas found 95% ranking the cleanliness of the restrooms as excellent or good. And Burger King, now the home to the Whopperito. Its build is perfect for anyone who's ever eaten a Whopper and wished it was inside a tortilla. $3 is what it'll cost you. Racine County's Economic Development and Land Use Planning Committee is meeting at 6 this evening in the auditorium of the Isgrove Office Complex. The agenda includes a site plan review for Ray Steinbeck and his GZK Enterprises. This to allow for up to 4 outdoor events between September 1st this year and October 31st next year. It would feature concerts, benefits, food competitions, and sporting activities. It would also be taking place with his current Route 20 outhouse location, but also incorporate the neighboring Real Racine site. And there's a site review plan on the agenda for a temporary use at the 7 Mile Fair location, that for a proposed September 17th outdoor music concert. Through the first 6 months of this year, more than 380,000 traffic convictions were entered onto driver's records around the state. Brad Babler's with the state DMV, and he says speed-related offenses still the most common. The DMV, though, required to keep track of these convictions as part of everybody's driving record.
In general, traffic convictions remain on a driver's record for 5 years from the date of the conviction. If a driver accumulates too many traffic convictions and too many demerit points, they can have their license suspended or revoked.
Aside from the speed-related offenses, the other most common problems, operating with a suspended license, compulsory insurance violations, and, of course, fastening your seatbelt. Durham School Services looking to hire still some part-time bus drivers for the upcoming school year. Job offers free paid holidays. There's insurance. You go to the Durham office location at 16th Street and Oaks Road in Mount Pleasant, Monday through Friday, or you can visit their website. All applicants will have to undergo a vehicle records check, a drug check, and a criminal background check. Kenosha County Fair starts up Wednesday. It runs through Sunday at Wilmont. The new event this year using horses added to the line of the pull competitions. This will be taking place 6 p.m. Wednesday in the Horse Show Arena, which is next to the Raceway Grandstands. The Wisconsin Horse Pullers Association will be presenting this event. It'll go along with all the others, which will range from garden tractors to farm tractors weighing over 14,000 pounds. One night of tractor and truck pulls at the Kenosha County Fair, Thursday, 6 p.m. Then it's the always popular Combine Demolition Derby. City of Racine recently got a clean audit opinion for its financial statements from last year. Deputy City Finance Director Kathleen Fisher telling the Finance Committee that was good news. But areas to be mindful of in 2017, she said, included higher workers' compensation payouts, more judgments and claims, and tax assessment challenges.
Companies come in and say they want their assessment lowered. We have to refund them for prior year taxes. Target, the mall. So you've heard about these a little bit. Those tend to be pretty expensive for the city. So that was a hot ticket item in 15. It is still an item in 16. I don't anticipate it going away. I anticipate that happening also in 17. So we'll take care of that again. That'll be an item for the 17 budget.
Fisher noting that health insurance last year relatively good, but for an escalation in prescription costs. Veterans returning home from overseas missions facing challenges, adapting back into life as a civilian. Many have legal questions. The UW Law School opened up the Veterans Law Center, and that led recently to the Appleton Public Library with a mobile unit, staffed with attorneys and paralegals and volunteers. The center's director is Laura Smythe. She says soldiers are used to working with clear objectives and a clear chain of command, but they often find it hard to deal with civilian workplace situations because that same structure isn't there.
We see that they're really struggling with learning how not to be in control of as much as they possibly can in an uncontrollable environment. And suddenly they're back in a place where the structure is much less clear.
Most frequently asked legal questions are about landlord-tenant issues, divorce, bankruptcy. Smythe noting it's a culmination of all the issues that veterans face. The group Adventures in Lifelong Learning, which is mostly retirees 55 and up, are meeting at UW Parkside this afternoon at 2 o'clock. They're going to hear from Carlos Chacon, the Director of Renewable Energy for SNC Electric Company in Franklin. Still a chance to go listen. For more information, contact Adventures in Lifelong Learning, 262-595-2793, www.uwp.edu, the keyword, all. Better get ready for something new with yellow school buses in Wisconsin starting tomorrow. Those built after January 1st, 2005, have to have amber lights to alert other drivers that the bus is going to be activating its flashing red warning lights to make a stop. A DOT news release says you can pass a moving bus with the flashing amber lights, but do it cautiously. But once the flashing red warning lights are activated, stop sign extended or not, drivers in front and behind must stop at least 20 feet from the bus and stay that way until the red lights are turned off and the bus resumes travel. The fine, if you get caught, $326 and 4 demerit points. Caledonia Village Board meeting tonight, 7 o'clock. The agenda includes a resolution to allow the police department to put money from the sale of surplus property into a new fund toward creating a canine program for which donations are also still welcome, and a resolution for the conditional approval of the site grading and the drainage plan for the Norco manufacturing site and their new 137,000-plus square foot building that's now under construction in the industrial park along the interstate. Downtown part of Wisconsin Dells might soon allow open containers of beer on the street, something Mayor Brian Lander says would keep people downtown but also let them spend time downtown to shop, walk around, maybe have a beer or wine to go with that. Lander says that keeping people around at night is the problem. A lot of folks are into bird watching. If that is you, then Ben Zuckerberg with the Department of Forest and Wildlife Ecology at UW-Madison's College of Agriculture and Life Sciences says a number of different agencies and organizations are interested in using you as a resource. He says being a citizen scientist in this situation involves just going out and birding, if you will, but also submitting your observations. The data so far showing the impact of climate change on bird migration.
What we have found is that many of these species are in fact shifting northward over time, that their migration and the phonology of their arrival has shifted earlier over time. And these are some of the most important signals that species are in fact responding to modern climate change.
Zuckerberg says that anyone interested in helping with watching birds can Google things like eBird and Project Feeder Watch or even Christmas Bird Count. And the National Audubon Society has a number of such activities. And they won the North Woods League Championship a year ago, but the 2016 season for the Kenosha Kingfish, nowhere close to that level. The season ending Sunday with a 7-0 loss to Wisconsin, it left Kenosha with a record this year of 26-46. Tonight, the Kenosha City Council is expected to be asked to weigh in on the controversy about the stadium at Bradford High School. Kenosha School Board deciding to go with a different name that was recommended. They decided with Olin Arrington Jr. It's caused a firestorm. Here's WRJN's Janet Hoff.
The Public Works Committee will hold a special meeting at 6:30 this evening to consider a resolution sponsored by Alderman Rocco LaMacchia and co-sponsored by 7 other aldermen, urging the school board to follow the recommendation of its ad hoc committee and name the stadium for Mary D. Bradford. The resolution is also on the agenda for full council consideration at tonight's regular meeting. School board member Rebecca Stevens has already indicated she will ask for reconsideration of the vote. The city council is also scheduled to take up the proposed settlement with the contractor who installed the flawed rubberized surface at the Dream Playground. The meeting begins at 7 o'clock this evening at the municipal building. Janet Hoff, WRJN News.
Almost 97% of Wisconsinites 65 and older get Social Security benefits. Keeping the program viable is critical to the nation's future, according to Lisa Lampkins, the advocacy director for AARP Wisconsin, says it isn't enough for the political candidates to just be offering some quick sound bites.
The presidential candidates need to give us the details of their plans to keep Social Security strong, how those plans are going to affect families, what it will cost, and how they're going to get it done. The candidates for Congress need to commit to taking some action.
While noting 43% of the state's 65-plus population would be living below the federal poverty line without their monthly SS benefits, and for 3 out of 10 older Wisconsinites, she says Social Security is their only source of income. The group has set up a website, 2016takeastand.org, for whatever information the presidential candidates provide on their ideas or plans for Social Security. And nominations now being accepted for the Wisconsin Job Honor Awards. They celebrate Wisconsinites who have overcome significant barriers to employment, but also recognizing the employers who hire them. These nominations can be made online at www.jobhonor.org, but you have to submit them by September the 23rd. Our AccuWeather forecast coming up. I'm Tom Karko, WRJN News.